to No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth, relentlessly every day. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the Wolverines are now number two in the college football playoff lineup. If they take care of business Saturday, they'll be in. Number two, Governor Whitmer drops a lawsuit against Line 5 and shutting it down. We'll tell you about that. Number three, a high school shooting in Michigan brings heartbreak and tragedy to Oakland County. I don't know what else to tell you, but it is absolutely gut-wrenching. Three students were killed, eight others injured in the shooting, three of which, I believe, remain in critical condition. Terrible, terrible situation. One of those victims in ICU on a ventilator, a 14-year-old girl. The 15-year-old sophomore, whose name we do not know, accused of opening fire at Oxford High School. Seven students were injured and a teacher. According to Deadline Detroit, the boy's father had bought the Sig Sauer handgun just 4 days previous. Killed Tate Meyer, 16. Hannah St. Julian, 14. Madison Baldwin, 17. All shot and killed. Why? No one knows. There'll never be a reason that's sufficient. The wounded include boys that are 14 and 15. Another boy, 15. Another boy, 17. A teacher, 47. She was grazed, not seriously wounded, but a 14-year-old girl is in critical condition with chest and neck injuries on a ventilator. A 17-year-old girl in critical condition in ICU with a gunshot wound to the chest as well. Absolutely, you know, the sheriff's department says it had no previous contact with the student. There were suggestions that the shooter had been bullied, but he says he has nothing, nothing on that. Mike Bouchard, the sheriff, of course, in Oakland County. The parents are not talking, he said. They've hired an attorney. And the kid is being held in the Oakland County Children's Village, Pontiac. Also not speaking. Let's go to Bite 14. Here's one of the students that said there were warning signs that something was coming. The sheriff's not aware of it, but this student says there was something up. Bite 14.
And some ominous threats posted in recent days, is that right?
Yeah, that is right. It is. I've been hearing the threats too, and it's like, you know, kids, they play around and say, oh, we're going to shoot up the school. This, you don't supposed to play around with that. Right. Like, this is serious. You can't do that. So, I mean, like, it's a lot of stuff that's been going on, you know. This school, it's been tragic, and it's like, I don't even know. It's just...
When you heard about what was going on at school today, you weren't there, but then you learned there's an active shooter. What was going through your mind?
My first thing, when I got up, I put my shoes on, put my coat on, I told my mom, come on, let's go. I have a friend. He's more like my cousin. I think of him as my cousin. And I said, he's in there. He's the only one that went to school, and I need to get up there to get him out of that school.
Yeah. As you can imagine, there was plenty of panic going on. Parents, friends, family. You know, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, and just the destruction of young lives. For what? What, he got picked on maybe, or what? That was from WDIV. Here's from Fox 2. One of the kids in the school that saw one of the victims. Play 15, please.
Isabel Flores, 15 years old, freshman. Tell us where you were when you heard these shots.
Okay, I was in the back during oral history where the classes were at, and I was walking to my class, and little do you know, I hear gunshots, and I seen the guy bleeding through his cheek, and we all ran through, like, the back where the pool's at, and then we went through the gym, and then we went in the back, and the guy was still bleeding, and then we just all went from the back to all the houses in the back, and the ambulance started coming, make sure everybody was okay, make sure the guy was okay, but he was bleeding, ripped, and that's all I seen.
So this is after lunch this happened, and this was between the classes, between lunch and then the changing of the next class, is that
yes,
right?
Between, yes.
And in the area of the school, it was in the history class, that area. Describe the area where those shots were.
In the hallway, there was two doors, and there was another door right here, a window, and you keep walking, there was like lockers right there, and then when you turn, it was like right there. All I hear was five gunshots nonstop. Kept going, and then after that, I was out the building.
Yeah. Listen, these kinds of stories are gut-wrenching. I can't even imagine what that community or those families are going through today. The unbelievable, sickening pain they're going through. And unfortunately, it's turned into a conversation, as it always does, about taking guns away from law-abiding citizens, which there are more of today than there have ever been. In fact, coming up a little bit later, Dr. John Lott will be here. Excuse me, Dr. John Lott will be here, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, to talk about gun ownership and the fact that less people support gun control today than at any time since he's been keeping records. Now, we had that conversation yesterday, recorded it for today's program. So you'll hear no reference to the shooting in Michigan because at that point it had not occurred. At that point it had not occurred, but we'll talk about that. I mean, it's something we have to figure out how to deal with. And I don't know what the answer is, but stripping rights from law-abiding gun owners, not well-received in much of America, and those that are fueling the expansion of gun sales and concealed carry permits, women and minorities really pushing those numbers. Women and minorities account for more than half of new gun sales in America. So that tells you that it's not unique to any group of people. He's not unique to any, just not unique to any group of people. Anyhow, also coming up, Sarah Picario from the Hemophilia Foundation of Michigan and the challenges they're facing when dealing with insurance companies. We've got that coming. And by the way, if you do own a company in Michigan, I strongly suggest you go to michamber.com, my chamber, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Every company I've ever owned or been involved with in Michigan has been a member of the Michigan Chamber because of the experience they bring to the table, which is second to none. The challenges of the pandemic are the perfect example. How do you navigate all of this? Well, with the Chamber, you get a lot of information and helpful information and the ability to make it through. You should be a member of the Chamber. If you are a business owner, it's a must. MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, today's high-efficiency oil heat systems are so advanced that you can cut your bills by 25% or more when you upgrade. And with rebates up to $1,000, there's never been a better time to replace your old oil heat equipment. To learn more about oil heat rebates, visit useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to GoMuskox.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.